on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Well, we have caught up with Garrett T. Willie on the phone with us. Thanks for being on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How's things going where you are?
Oh, not too bad. We're in Bend, Oregon. We're actually just at the last Blockbuster on the planet. We're just trying to checking it out. And yeah, just kind of going back. It's pretty cool.
All right. So talk about where you grew up, how you got into music.
Yeah, I grew up in Alert Bay, northern tip of Vancouver Island, in Canada. And growing up, I always heard the music all around me. My stepdad was always playing it. My dad, Chris, was always playing AC/DC and stuff like that, and watching the old concerts and stuff. So I also had family members that played music too, so I kind of got into it that way. My older brother, Lucas Patterson, taught me my first blues scale, you know, that kind of thing. But that's how I got into it. I was about 7 years old or something like that.
So as you got older, what made you pursue the blues? What was it that drew you in?
Just living it, I suppose. Just a lot of, alcoholism and whatnot, and a little bit of rough going. But, first I felt it when I was younger. I didn't really know what I was feeling. And then I got older, started to understand it a little bit more. And, I just started playing it myself, finding it as a good outlet.
Let's talk about the blues versus other forms of music. What really is the, as opposed to doing rock and roll, doing country, whatever, why the blues?
I started doing blues. We're more of a rock and roll band now. I mean, everybody wants to keep us in the blues lane, but we're a rock band. You know, blues is part of the show, definitely. But, rock and roll is, it's kind of, it gives me a rush. It seems to give everybody a rush when we play it, you know, the live show and all that. We're just kind of just want to have a good time.
All right, let's hear, stay on the line there. We're going to play one of your tracks here.
Yeah, you like to have things your own way. Simple.
is Guarantee Willie playing music on the Half Shell tomorrow night, joining us on the phone this afternoon. What are some of your musical influences?
Well, very much, you know, early on it was a lot of Johnny Cash, Hank Williams Sr., people like that. Muddy Waters, Little Walter, Rolling Stones, AC/DC, Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, things like that. Classics,
wow. You know. Now, you seem to have had a lot of success at an early age. That's got to feel pretty good.
It feels okay. I suppose we're still waiting to make money at it, but it's a lot of fun in the process. So.
What is the difference playing these outdoor summer shows versus indoors? Do you get a different feel from the audience?
Yeah, I find playing outside is a lot of fun. We get a good audience, we get a good feel. You know, it's a little bit smoky, hard on the lungs, but, you know, when you play inside, it's nice. It's just like a different feel, you know. Inside, it's a little more intimate, and you can kind of lay back and, you know, you're playing tunes, telling stories, stuff like that. But when we play festivals, we really like to give her, you know, bring it and just blow everybody's face off. Mm.
So talk about your new album, Bill's Cafe.
Sure, yeah. We recorded that down in Nashville with Tom Hambridge. I co-wrote a lot of the songs on there with him. And a few of them I co-wrote with Park the Bosley in Vancouver. And, yeah, we got a lot of cool players on there through Tom's relationships. And, we kind of went down there, recorded it within about 3 days or something like that. And, came back up. And, we kind of sat on it for like a year and a bit. And then we got picked up by Gulf Coast Records in the UK, and now we're in the States trucking it because we got Michael Morris as our US agent, and just getting momentum going, and having a lot of fun while doing it.
It's got to be intense to do all that in 3 days.
Oh yeah, I mean it might have been maybe 4 or 5 days.
It was
very fast paced. Tom likes to work, as he says, you know, catch that lightning in the bottle kind of thing. And so we kind of wrote the songs, got the general idea, and then it's like, okay, let's just get in there and do it. And, you know, first take solos pretty much. And that's how he likes to do things. Not a whole lot of second takes.
Wow, that's amazing. Let's listen to another track. Stay on the phone here.
Can't stop missing, kissing that woman of mine.
It is Garrett T. Willie playing music on the Half Shell tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Nichols Band Shell in Roseburg, Stewart Park. As we wrap up, Garrett, what would you say to encourage folks to come out tomorrow night?
Come check us out. We like to play a lot of good hard rock and roll and get people dancing. And, come have a good time with us. And, let's give her.
All right. Well, thanks for being on with us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Wrapping up on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.